All right, welcome to Christian Overcomers, and thank you for joining us for this Bible study, Revelation 13H, an update on our quest to calculate 666. We're going to start this out by reading a verse from Proverbs, the great book of Proverbs, Proverbs 25, verse 2. And it reads, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." You know what makes this verse even more profound is the fact that in the book of Revelation, right away in the first chapter there, it states that every Christian with eyes to see and ears to hear is a king and a priest in God's kingdom. And it is our duty to search out those things that God has concealed to the masses, and to understand it for the benefit of His kingdom. And you know what? When I really bared down here recently to try to figure out the meaning of 666, I had no idea where it was going to lead me. However, I could sense that there was something more that I needed to learn about this. And that even though I was really trying hard, things weren't coming to me right away. But the Holy Spirit kept that feeling on me. That feeling as though I needed to keep going. I needed to keep researching. Because eventually I just had that unction that some wonderful truths were going to be revealed. And you know what? That was the case. There's been a number of times in my life where the Holy Spirit has nudged me with that feeling. And every time that I followed through and did the research, beautiful truths were revealed to me. And many of you have probably had similar experiences to that, and you can relate to what I'm talking about. But this time, when I really started bearing down to try to understand 666, to try to calculate it, it's given me a much clearer understanding not only of the inner working strategies of Satan, but it's given me a much clearer understanding of God's plan, even down to the magnificence of His creation. And being able to relate some of the things in creation to His Word. I'm not going to get too much into that now. You'll see what I'm talking about as we get through this series of studies. But it's been amazing that once things started unfolding with this topic, I mean, I haven't been able to really set it aside since. Over the past couple of months, I've pretty much been on this topic nonstop. Day in and day out, using every last extra minute I had to you know, researching this. And what I thought might have only been a couple of studies devoted to this topic is turning into a whole series. I'm not sure how many we're going to do on it. We're at least going to do a few more. I would probably say we're looking at, you know, more than a few, because the more and more I get into it, the more and more I feel like we've only really scratched the surface. Of course, I'm not going to be able to completely exhaust this study with you. Some things I'm going to just plant seeds on, give you the tools and resources where you can do more of this on your own. But I really do want to make an in-depth study on it. For one, the more time I spend researching it or teaching it to you guys, sharing it with you guys, the more time I get to research it, because there's a mountain of just amazing and fascinating stuff connected with this topic. Anyways, I do want to say that I apologize if it seems like at times in the beginning of this series that I've been dangling the carrot out in front of you and not getting right into the meat of some of this stuff. But a large part of that is because I'm still trying to figure out how all these pieces fit together myself. And And before I can really start pumping out the studies, I gotta kind of do my own calculations so that I know I'm sharing with you accurate information, at least to the best of my ability, and that I'm not coming off half-cocked, just rambling off a bunch of things and trying to tie them together. I don't want to do that. I don't like that kind of recklessness when it comes to God's word. I mean, I'm of the firm belief that a teacher or someone sharing truth has really, really got to know what they're talking about. And they have to sift through with a fine comb to make sure that as much of the dross that is possible can be removed from the subject, and so that we can get to the pure golden nuggets of truth. Anyways, so as we move forward with this, as I'm able to put more of the pieces together myself, we should be able to speed up the rate of the amount of studies we're doing on it. I mean, by that I mean the amount of videos we're putting out on it. Lately, it's been about once a week. The latest here, we've been a little bit more than that. We went a few days after, and this technically isn't really a study on this topic. This is just kind of an update for you. But one thing about this, and why it is at times a little bit of a slower process to be able to put together studies on this, is because calculating the number, because God never said that calculating the number of the beast was going to be easy. In fact, he said it was going to take a great deal of wisdom and understanding to be able to do so. So it's not something you can, you know, study for a week and then say, hey, I got all the answers, here it is. Isn't this really cool? No, this is, and again, we're going to get through. We're going to try to get through and get some awesome meat from this topic. But even when we get done with it, it's probably going to still be a process, a learning process for us, in deciphering this code. You know what? If you've ever taught something yourself, or had to give a public speech, or had to write a research paper for school or something like that, you know that before you were able to do so, you had to gather a mountain of facts and information before you can even begin to process it and then put it in your own words. And then even after that, the percentage of the information that you're sharing with your listeners or readers is only a fraction of what you've gathered. And so that's kind of going to be how it is in this series of studies. I'm going to try to, you know, boil everything down to its prime root the best I can. Try to take some of these complicated subjects, maybe if we get into, and I suspect we will, some of the mathematic calculations of astronomy, eclipse cycles and things like that have the number 666 in them. I'm going to do my best to try to break that down for you, but still, even then, you're going to have to do a lot of your own research on this afterwards. And you know what? The best way to learn something, you've probably heard people say it before, is to teach it. Is to teach it. Because when you have to teach something, you have to go through all that process, like what I was saying. And you know what? You can't skip over the details. You can't gloss over stuff, because if you're going to teach it, you got to know what you're talking about. And that may be a word of advice to, I know we probably have some listeners that desire to want to be able to teach at some point, to lead Bible studies or whatever, is that, and I've had people ask me that, what is the key to be able to do something like that? And the answer is simple. Besides prayer and living your life right, is that you have to do research, research, and research. you have to go over and over and over the information and to think about it and to process it. So that's really the key. And then what happens is that it just comes out naturally. Because it's inside of you. It's in your mind. You've done your homework. That is the key to success in being able to teach others. You have to know your material. That's it. Anyways, you know, I kind of learned that at a young age that teaching things was the mother of learning, because I started teaching Bible studies in my late teens, and having to think about it from the angle of how am I going to explain this to people really does something to your comprehension of the stuff you're studying. Like I said, you can't just read over something and say, well, I'll bypass it. Let's say I'm teaching Revelation chapter 13. I can't just read through that really quick if I was just listening and say, well, I'm not really going to worry about some of these details right now. If you're teaching it, you got to be able to explain the details, at least the best you can. Anyways, you know, some people might think perhaps that we are spending too much time on a topic like this. However, I disagree with that. I think the opposite is the truth. Christians have not spent enough time on topics like this, and because of that, most have been deceived one way or the other by doctrines that stem from the mystical number 666. And as you can see there, that verse up there on the screen, Ephesians 6 verse 11, Paul even says this, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." This is part of putting the armor on. And you need to learn his tricks so that you can guard yourself from it. Speaking of Satan's tricks, his wiles, his stratagems. And while doing so, while you're digging into this number 666, what I've discovered is that It really lays bare naked the plans of Satan. Maybe that's a little bit too much of a picture for you, but what it really does, it exposes his lies from beginning to end, all the way back to ancient Babylon and all the way back to the Garden of Eden even, and perhaps even farther back than that to a place called Atlantis. That the occultists like to remember and talk about. But anyways, it lets you see exactly what he's doing, so that so that it's much more difficult for you to be tricked by it. But this 666 is Satan's magic number, so to speak. It is a number that has significance in astronomy, numerology, geometry, and the occult. It's a scientific number, if you would. Perhaps it's even the number that is at the basis of the entire physical universe. Think about that. And there's a reason for that. I think when God actually made the physical universe, he used this number as a factor in it. A seemingly very important factor. Why would that be? Well, I think we'll be able to shed some light on some of that as we get through this series of studies. But it is also my belief that this number will be at the center of the coming world religion. And not only that, but numerology in general, with this number being the crowning number of it, and in astrology and sacred geometry and all those things. I'm talking about the negative astrology, numerology, and sacred geometry, not God's system of it, but Satan's. And I'm going to read a little quote here. supposedly this came from Albert Einstein. I've seen a lot of people quote it. I can't really verify it for sure, but I'm going to read it nevertheless. It says here, the religion of the future will be a cosmic religion. It should transcend personal God and avoid dogma and theology, covering both the natural and the spiritual. It should be based on a religious sense aspiring from the experience of all things, natural and spiritual, as a meaningful unity. Buddhism answers this description. If there is any religion that could cope with modern scientific needs, it would be Buddhism. Now, that's very interesting. When you look at what he was saying there, is that the new cosmic religion will be based on science and the nature of things. And that includes numerology, sacred geometry, and all of those things. So I think it's important that we kind of understand how this stuff works, both God's system as well as Satan's. Because whether we are interested in this topic or not, it's going to come to the forefront. It's going to come to the forefront. In fact, when you get into it, you can't help but be interested in it. It's just important that you're not interested in the evil version of it. The satanic version. The one that entails astrology and witchcraft and sorcery. That side's very dangerous. And I'm telling you what, if you figure out how this works now, it is much better than when you have to try to decipher it, when the temptation will be that much greater, when the deception about it will be that much harder to escape from. You know what? 666 is already being placed in the minds of people subliminally all around the world in many different ways. And our goal is to expose some of that as well throughout this series and how that works. But anyways, our next study in this series of studies, and it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be titled Satan's Superman, the Ultimate 666. You know what? We're going to explore the thought, you know, was the comic book superhero named Superman? Does he have anything to do with this? Is there anything in his story that would give us more clues to the calculation of 666? Well, I believe it does. And we're going to share some exciting things about that with you that hopefully will open your eyes and give you some meat of this topic. Anyways, hey, hope you enjoyed that short little chat. I can't wait to get back with you. I expect that we should be able to produce a full-length, in-depth study about Satan Superman this Saturday. Until then, do like what Christ said in Matthew chapter 4 when tempted of the devil. He said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So see that you study it, consume it, digest it, let it become a part of you every single day so that you can be a Christian overcomer. Christian Overcomers is brought to you by the tithes and offerings of our listeners. If you'd like to donate, you can do so by going to ChristianOvercomers.com. God bless you, and thank you for your support.